Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today we're talking the Mr. Men, Little Miss books, the Roger Hargreaves series. It's also a bit of a meme recently, right? We're actually being somewhat topical. Past few weeks, I've seen a lot of Mr. Men, Little Miss memes. But what we've done today is we've each written a Little Miss or Mr. Men book about each other. Yours, for me, is going to come a little bit later in the program. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to show off what I've got for you today?
I would think so. I would like it, I guess.
Today's story is called Little Miss Renmark.
I immediately know where this is going.
There is a joke in this office that Brooke's more of a citizen of Renmark than a citizen of the Riverland.
Yeah.
Which is even before I arrived at this workplace. It's just been a constant.
Mm-hmm.
Little Miss Renmark was very proud of herself. She didn't have to go very far or do very much. Everything I need is right here. Little Miss Renmark is friends with Mr. Bonnie. He asked her to go swimming with him in the lake. The lake? Asked Little Miss Renmark. Do you mean the river? There's no lake in Renmark. Her friend Bob asked Little Miss Renmark to lunch at the Berry Tavern. Is that in Renmark? Asked Little Miss Renmark. It's a restaurant in Berry, said Bob. Don't you have KFC? Said Little Miss Renmark. Little Miss Renmark never saw any of her friends. Her friends soon stopped visiting altogether. Little Miss Renmark had no idea where they went. Little Miss Renmark never went looking. The end.
Oh, that was very good. Unfortunately, very fitting. Yeah, I'm a citizen of Renmark, not the Riverland, so it says all around the offices. Great job, Bob.
Well, now children around the world will be raised on your story.
I love that. But I like sort of the side of Mr. Men and Little Miss that is relatable. You know, you've all got one that you look at and go, oh, I'm definitely Little Miss Chatterbox, or I am Mr. Happy, whatever it might be. I thought, with this and with using you as my star, I could reach out to a group of people that are sometimes just underappreciated, undernoticed.
I appreciate that.
This is the story of Mr. Gluten-Free. Mr. Gluten-Free lived a lonely life. In a world of donuts, bickies, brownies and cakes, it was hard to grow close to others when you couldn't eat the same as them. Don't be sad, it's okay.
That's hidden.
One day, Mr. Gluten-Free woke up to the sound of trumpets and horns. It was Gluten Day, a day celebrating all things glutinous.
Oh, no. So soon.
Mr. Gluten-Free decided to attend the festivities. He got up, put on his best hat and coat, and headed out the door. He arrived at the park where the party was taking place. People gathered around everywhere, chatting, mingling, and eating. Out of nowhere, out popped Mr. Pushy. Hello, Mr. Gluten-Free, he said. Donut? Take a donut. Not wanting to feel left out, Mr. Gluten-Free decided to take the donut and the risk. Sure, he said as he took a bite. Suddenly, there was a rumble and a grumble. Mr. Gluten-Free's tummy was sick. Hearing the noise, Little Miss Polite rushed up. Mr. Gluten-Free, what's wrong? This has gluten in it, Mr. Gluten-Free replied, I should say. You poor thing. We didn't know, said Little Miss Polite. You go home now and rest, and tomorrow we will have Gluten-Free Day. Mr. Gluten-Free walked home, sick in the stomach, but happy that he finally revealed his secret and to be included.
Wow, I think you've cast a bunch of other judgments that really cut to the bone about being easily influenced and bullied. And not expressing myself, but it's apt.
Look, I think anyone who has some sort of intolerance, just speak up, because people will make arrangements to suit you as well.
But also don't be Mr. Pushy, because I don't really care. I'm happy to sit out some cake.
Yeah, no one be Mr. Pushy. No. Moral of the story.
Great story, Brooke.
Thanks.